According to a report from the Commonwealth Fund, roughly half of the population in the United States is covered by employer health care plans. The study says in the past 10 years, the combined costs of employees' contributions to premiums and deductibles outpaced the growth of the median income in every state. This means paying a larger amount out of pocket on average. Sarah Collins, Vice President of Healthcare Coverage and Access at the Commonwealth Fund, said with higher deductibles, people are less likely to get needed healthcare.
You're less likely to fill prescriptions that you need. You're less likely to go to the doctor when you're sick. So these do act as a financial barrier to care. People tend, on average, tend not to use very much healthcare, but the fact of the deductible, the fact that many people, particularly in the mid-range of the income distribution, don't have that much savings, does act as a disincentive to get needed health care.
In Utah, the average cost of premiums is lower than the national average, but so is the median income rate.
Median income is a big part of the story, but as David mentioned earlier, it's also what employers are asking their employees to contribute in these states. And obviously, this is a state average, too, so it's not the same in every region, every county. But on average, this seems to be the flavor that we're seeing.
The national average in 2017 was 11.5% of an annual income going toward health care costs. In Utah, it was 8.8% of the median income. This is Kat Webb reporting for Utah Public Radio.